I don't know if I have ever seen the Big Brother fans be so excited in unison across multiple different platforms as Riley made the long walk out to see Julie Chen after being evicted 5-4 on Thursday night. After Julie delivered what was the iconic Morgan, you are safe. Riley, you have been evicted. Julie has not busted that out in a long time. Everything about Riley's eviction was a chef's kiss from start to finish. And Riley's eviction for a lot of people in that house was a great thing because Riley was probably one of the front runners to win this season. In today's video, normally we go through and we break down the week, we break down what happens, and then we dive into the player rankings. But today we're ranking them based on their games and based on how likely they are to win the game. Let's dive in and explain what these tiers are, starting off with the not winning tier. These are the players that I think will not win unless they are in a final two with a fellow not winning tier member. I think that the players in the house don't respect their game, need to comp out. These are the players who I don't think necessarily have the best resume or the best reputation within the house, and I think in order to win the game, they're going to have to win a lot of competitions. Next, we have possibly going to face a bitter jury. These are players who I think are playing a pretty solid game right now, but if they get to the end, I think they could be up against a bitter jury and they may have made either too many checks that their ass can't cash, or they just genuinely piss a lot of people off. And then I have the I don't know if they know how well they're doing tier. These are players that are mostly in the middle, and I don't know if they know exactly how well of a game that they're playing. And then next, we have the, of course, potential winners of the season. Starting off with the not winning tier and coming in at number 11, going down 5 spots from her ranking last week, we have Kelly. Kelly has never been somebody that has been high on the chances of winning, but she has kind of managed to be a cockroach in this game. And she has just been kind of a player that has either irritated people, has been caught leaking information, and has been rubbing people the wrong way, basically a majority of the time that she has been there. I don't think there is a world where Kelly wins the game, no matter what the final two scenario will be. She has won, obviously, some blockbusters to keep her around, and she has done, I think, a pretty good job of fading into the background after being a pretty consensus block star, but I don't think that strategy. I think a lot of the moves that she has made within the house has been mostly unintentional. Kelly, for my money, is somebody I do not see winning the game against anybody in any circumstance, so for that reason, and I have her at the bottom of the list. Coming in at number 10 and going up 2 spots, I have Mickey, the Mictator. Now, Mickey has rubbed people the wrong way a lot in the last 2 weeks, and she did not handle her time on the block well. Once she gets to the end, if she does get there, I think a lot of people are going to compare notes, and I think they're already comparing notes within the house right now of stuff that she has said about her fellow house guests, and I think they're going to say, man, this is a mean, mean lady, and I do not want to give her $750,000. She has done things, I think, that in theory are good for her game. She just needs to go about them in a different way where it doesn't seem like she is putting herself before she is showing that she is actively listening. She is, without a doubt, one of the most selfish players in the game. And this is a house that is pretty much 50-50 between players that are extremely passive and players that are extremely self-interested. And Mickey is probably the most self-interested. For example, her going up to Rachel and telling her that Kelly told her that she is icing her out and Rachel wanting to get to the bottom of this. But Mickey said, oh, don't say that because then Kelly won't feel like she can tell me things. Like, that is her playing self-interested, her wanting to play both sides just out in the open too, not even wanting to hide that from Rachel. Like asking Lauren to throw the power of veto during the OTEV competition when Lauren is going to be the replacement nominee is crazy. I do think it is impressive that she was able to not only have Ashley feel bad for her, but have Rachel, I think she was actually considering using the veto on Mickey to make amends with her. But by the week's end, if she was on the block, she would have got blindsided. So Mickey, really an aggressive player, has not had the best road so far. If she just was able to hide how self-interested she is, I do think she would be in a much, much better position. But that just has not been possible for the the Mictator. So she does go up two spots from where she was last week, but I still don't think there's any way that she will win. And I do think that she is a potential nominee this week, and she could be the next boot as well. Coming in at number 9 and not going up or down any spots, and the final player in the not winning tier, I have Catherine. Now, Catherine, I think, has a chance to potentially rebound or fix her game from here now that Riley is gone. And her game up to this point has been really nothing but being Riley's showman's partner. Even though that's the case, I do think that she has a chance here to be somebody I think they'll look at and say, okay, you know, we can worry about her later. We don't have to target her right away. But that being said, the likes of Vince, the likes of Morgan, even potentially Rachel, I do think that they will look at Catherine as a easy nomination. While might not be the target, I do think that her just overall positioning in the game will not be the greatest from here on out. I don't see a world where she steps up and she can flip this game on its head. I do think that in the beginning of the game, when we heard about her and Lauren being close, it seemed like she had the potential to be this cerebral player and this player that could be cutthroat. But it has been so long since that point, I don't know if that Catherine is still around. A lot of these players right now, we know who they are. The thing with Catherine right now is that she's basically starting from ground zero. She's going to have to change the whole house's perception on who she is as a player and who she was at the beginning of the season in order to get to the end and possibly win. I do think she has the hardest path right now to becoming a winner just because she has to redo all the bad work that Riley has done for her. Next up, we are in the needs to comp out tier, and coming in at number 8, going down 3 spots, I have Lauren. I have been all over the map with Lauren this season. When it comes down to it, she is a competitor, and she is probably the best female competitor in that house next to Catherine. And Lauren, with the competitions, that's pretty much all that she has in her bag. Everything that we have seen with her being super indecisive, her being somebody that breaks down quick, everybody else in the house has picked up on as well. She is a super fan who does not want to make super fan moves. She wants to play in the middle. She wants to please everybody. And I do think people are starting to get annoyed of Lauren trying to play this game where she is trying so hard to not get on anybody's bad side. Rachel, I think, really tested that this week with her using the veto. She ends up putting up Riley, somebody that Lauren really did not want on the block. She fucked around and found out, and Riley ends up leaving the house. That's something that she did not want to have happen. I do think that that side will kind of put the onus on Lauren. The thing is with Rachel, right, and how she handled Lauren's veto win, it wasn't great. The thing is with Lauren is that she is so easily manipulated that her whole approach of, I'm going to use reverse psychology, play to her ego and say, do what you want, you know, play the veto if you want to, I'll just name a replacement nominee. If you didn't want her to use the veto, I think if you just told her straight up at the beginning when you were talking to her that you didn't want to use the veto, she wouldn't have used it. But I do think that Riley going for Rachel and Riley going for a lot of these people in this game is actually the best case scenario, even though I think Rachel did put in a decent amount of legwork to have a relationship with that showmance. But anyway, Lauren, a great comp competitor, but is not a strategic threat because she is so indecisive. I mean, that scene on Wednesday's episode of her and Vince in the storage room where Vince said, I don't know what I'm gonna do if I have house guest choice. Should I pick you? And she said, I don't know. I don't know if she should pick me. Just the indecisiveness and the passiveness where we talked about earlier, where Mickey is the most extreme example of the selfish player in this cast. Lauren is the most extreme example of a passive, I don't want to show my cards, I don't want to put my hand up during class example of a player in this season. What she's going to have some moves on her resume. Her head of household was not great, and her use of this veto to get one of her allies out is also not going to be great. So her resume already right now of things that she actively tried to do is not great. Unless she breaks like a comp record, I don't think people will vote for her in the end. And there's even a chance that if she gets to the end with somebody like Catherine, somebody she enjoys, and possibly a likely final two with her, that they would vote for Catherine over Lauren. You know, there is a chance that I have those two kind of mixed up. But I do see Catherine hitting the block more times than Lauren in the future. I think Lauren has more votes on her side right now. I think she has more people people wanting to work with her as of now. I think Lauren socially is in a good spot, but when it comes to her resume, the two times she has won competitions where she's had to make a move, she's fucked up on both of them. Coming in at number 7 and the only other player in this tier going up no spots or down any spots, I don't think it's any surprise, we have Keanu, somebody who was supposed to be a week 1 boot who is still hanging around. I love Keanu. I love him dearly. He's somebody who I enjoy because even though he was blindsided, he knows it's a game and he took it on the chin and he was fine. I do think there's just still too many people in the game who are going to be actively targeting him, and there's going to be too many people in the game right now that I don't think would respect his game or that would give him their vote come the end of the game. I really don't think Mickey would. I don't think Morgan would. I don't think Ava would either, and it's a toss-up for Ashley as well. I don't think would give him her vote. And Rachel, you know, it depends on who's at the end. You know, Rachel and him have a very off and on again relationship, but the fact that Keanu has been able to have that relationship with Rachel, where Rachel is somebody with great reads in the game and somebody that can tell him what's going on, and Keanu's, you know, like, no, just somebody who has his blinders on all the time, somebody who has all-time bad reads. I don't see a world where people are going to look at Keanu's game, which has been him constantly having the wrong idea about what's going on in the house and him needing blockbusters and vetoes to save himself. I just think he's made too many enemies up until this point. And even if he does continue this blockbuster and this veto streak, I just don't see a world where people are going to want to vote for him unless he is in the end with some of the people that we named earlier. Coming up next, we have the bitter jury ? And coming in on top of that, at number 6, going up 4 spots, we have Morgan. Now, Morgan is somebody, as I look at this list and I look at where I have her, I'm surprised I have her at 6. I don't think people will respect Morgan's game either, because in the grand scheme of things, what has she really done or contributed to besides getting her own ally out, Jimmy, that was arguably not good for her game and is the main reason that she has to look over her shoulder every single week? She's going to have a real picture-perfect final 2 for her to win this game, and she's going to have to start winning some competitions. Morgan has not performed well in any of these competitions so far this season, so I'm not too high or too keen on Morgan's ability to win competitions right now, and I'm also not too high on her game because she hasn't done a whole lot of anything. I do think if she's in the end with the likes of Keanu or Lauren, I think it's close. I do think she beats Keanu. Lauren is kind of up in the air. I think Lauren could possibly beat her. You know, if Morgan could spin some kind of final 2 tale that she has played such an active, great game, I think that would beat out Lauren's because she has had so many bad moves out in the open. You know, Morgan could have more friends in the jury, so it just depends on who Morgan's at the end with. The chances are she would be at the end, I think, with somebody who is in this top 5, and I don't think she would beat anybody in this top 5. So coming in at number 5 and going up 4 spots, I have this week's head of household, Vince. I've seen a lot of discourse online where people say, I don't know if Vince should have won this head of household, and I could see that. This guy has his hands in a lot of jars. The thing was like, Catherine was still hanging on there, and I do think if Catherine wins this head of household, Vince's ass is so quickly going on the block. I'm going to be interested to see if Vince did want to win this head of household. I would imagine he wasn't necessarily too keen on winning it. I do think he knew that if Catherine won it, he was going to be a target. But Riley leaving the game for Vince really opens things up. He now is probably one of the better position players in the game. But the problem is that he has made so many checks that I don't know if his ass can cash. And it's just like what I said with Mickey, if she ever got to the end, I do think a lot of people would get to that point and would compare notes and say, oh, I had a final 2 with Vince. Oh, I also had a final 2 with Vince. And I think if there was anybody the most likely to lose to a bitter jury, it is going to be Vince. And the thing is Vince, I think, has done the most active work. He has been in trouble. He has been in a power position, and he has now found a way to squirm into an alliance that he had no business being in the judges. He's found a way to become, again, one of the better position players in the game. It's been great work from him. And even though he is slimy, he is a rat, he does have a lot of hands in the jar. You do got to kind of appreciate the game that Vince is playing, even though it is sloppy at at times, and even though it is a little cringy to watch, other than Rachel, I think is playing the most actively okay to good Big Brother game out of these house guests. The problem is that when you're playing an active or a good Big Brother game, juries tend to hate that. I think if Vince gets this to the end, he could lose a jury vote. I was watching the Thursday recap episode of Rob Has a Podcast, and Maggie had these same thoughts, and I liked what she had to say. Vince will make the mistake of taking somebody deep into the game, like a Lauren, like a Morgan, who he's been loyal to the whole game, and will probably get to a final three with like an Ava or a Will, and maybe even will cut Morgan or Lauren because he will see somebody like Ava or Will as an easy win at the end. But the jury will likely be mostly comprised of people that are friends with Ava or friends with Will, and he will lose the game because these people, I don't think, are going to be voting for necessarily who has the best game. I think they're going to be voting for people that they got along with more or people that they feel less slighted by. And I could see that being an ultimate fatal mistake that Vince will make. So this was a great call by Maggie in the episode, and something that I can see as well. Speaking of those two in the next tier, I don't know if they know that they're good. Coming in at number four, going down three spots, I have Ava. Ava has been my number one prospect, my number one player for weeks now. And I don't know how well she will do in a final two, and I don't know how actively she will be able to claim her own game. That's not to say that I don't think that she will get far in this game. I do think that she has the longevity and probably has some of the most longevity in this game. I don't think she will hit the block anytime soon, and that's something to have on her resume. And I just don't know if she will know exactly how good her game has been. Her HOH was successful. She convinced Zach and Vince during a vote, and she was a swing vote alongside Vince in this Riley vote. So Ava has been a powerful player. The problem is I don't know if she knows that and if she would be able to talk about that in a final two. I just worry about that at the end, even though I think she has played probably, other than Rachel, probably one of the most impressive games so far. And coming in at number three, going down two spots, I have Will. This week has been the most active week for Will so far in the game. The same problem that Ava has, I think, is the same problem that Will has. I don't know if he is going to be able to get to the final two and actively say what good he has done in the game. And I don't know what his final two scenario is going to be, where he's going to win. And I don't know how he's going to do in the end game stretch where the competitions are going to get tough. This isn't going to be a situation where Will is going to take himself there. People are going to have to take Will there. And Will is going to have to do a lot of active work in this late game stretch to get himself there. But he is extremely likable. He is in the Ava camp of people who I think if they got to the end with somebody like Morgan or Vince, I think that they will win the game possibly. And now we have the potential winners. And coming in at number two, not going up or down any spots, I have Rachel. Now the problem with Rachel is I do think she is still quite a target. And I do think that there are still some people out there that would want to target her. And you know, Vince could even target her this week. But the thing is that Rachel has ran circles around these players strategically and has really kind of outperformed my expectations with how well she has played this game. She has survived every time that her back has been against the wall, and she has lost a lot of allies so far this season and has still continued to work her way in this game to better her position, forming the judges, her having this really successful head of household reign this week. But I do think that there are still a decent amount of people that will target her, whether it be soon or whether it be in the end game. If she does get to that end game stretch, I do like her chances. I don't know if she will make it to that point. And that's the only hesitancy that I have with Rachel and putting her at number one, is that she is such a big target that I don't know if she can get herself to the end and win the game. But make no mistake about it, that if she does get to the end, I don't think there's anybody in the house beating her at the end. And coming in at number one, shockingly, going up three spots, I have Ashley. I have had a lot of different number one players throughout this season. It's hard to rank these players, probably harder than any group of players that I have ever ranked before. I've had Vince on the top. I've had Zach on the top. I've had Rachel on the top. I've had Ava at the top. The reason I have Ashley here at number one is because I think she is doing a good job of playing both sides, and I don't necessarily think there's a whole lot of people that are still extremely pissed off at her, and I don't think that she is in direct danger, and I don't think a lot of people are necessarily pointing their guns at her to target her right away for as much of a chaotic presence and a chaotic character that Ashley is. One of the things she is better at is damage control. There have still been times where she has kind of said some crazy things where you're like, oh, Ashley, why'd you say that? I think she's playing the game that Mickey would want to play. I do think she has the ability to win competitions at the end, and I do think she does have some friends. She has people that are really close to her, like Will and Rachel, obviously, that are going to want to work with her and keep her no matter what. It may be crazy that I have Ashley up this high, but I do think that out of all the players that I have named before, I do think they are going to have their guns drawn at each other, that they are going to forget about Ashley. I think Ashley is going to sneak to the end and potentially win this game. And the thing is like, do I think Ashley is better positioned out of Ava, Will, or even Rachel, or even Vince? Not really. But I do think that she has a better chance of surviving. Ashley would lose in a final two against Rachel, but I think the way that Ashley gets to the end is without Rachel. I think she beats Will. I think she beats Ava, and I think she would beat Vince with a bitter jury. I think she would beat Morgan. I think there is a lot of winning scenarios for Ashley on the board right now, more than you would think. And those are my mid-season player rankings for Big Brother 27. What did you guys think? Leave your comments down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below. You can like me on Facebook at Troop Talks. Follow me on Twitter at Troop Talks. We talk Big Brother there all the time. And follow me on TikTok at Troop Talks Clips. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. And as always, hope you guys have a great rest of your day.